Blog Talk Radio.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Ah, I have access.
Welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski. How are you doing on this fine Tuesday evening? I don't know where you are. I'm here in Connecticut tonight. Tonight we have a special guest host with us. It's Jason Crandall from the DirecTV Forum. And of course, Jason is caught out because it's live radio, and we got to love how that happens.
There we go.
So, there we
Sorry
go.
Sorry about that. How are you doing tonight, Scott?
Hey, I'm doing good. The magics of live radio we got going here, and some interesting stuff this week. I'm personally excited. It's been an interesting tech week. We've got interesting tech from Apple with the new iPad. We've got some interesting tech with the 922 being released this week. And Apple's going to steal the thunder again at the end of the week with an announcement of the 4.0 software update for the Apple iPhone. So a lot of exciting stuff going on. So how's things going in your neck of the woods, Jason?
Oh, the weather's killing me. I got a little bit of cold, but we'll do our best here. I have an iPod, but I've never had the luck of an iPhone or iPad. But the more I hear about these, I think about it.
Yeah. So in case we're having cutouts tonight, it's been a little troublesome, even in our tests here, and we've hung up and reconnected, and our bandwidth is great. It's just the Skype network. In fact, I tried it on a different ISP earlier, and it was even the same way there. So please bear with us. We have some dropouts tonight. The number to call in tonight is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And also, before we go any further, just want to mention that tonight's show is brought to you by SpiderOak.com. Back up your computer today with SpiderOak.com. Back up for all kinds of operating systems, including Mac, OS, all kinds of varieties of Unix, and your PC as well. And then you can also share and sync items between them and share files with your friends. It's all through SpiderOak. Satellite Guys members who sign up for a free account will get 3 gigabytes of space. Absolutely no information needed. Just go there and sign up and use the code SATGUYS when you sign up and you get your free 3 gigabytes. And don't forget to use the keyword SATGUYS for your 3 gigabytes of free space. All right, we got that out of the way, and let me just once again give you the numbers here. It's 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897 is the number. I want to hear from people who got an iPad. So if you got an iPad, give us a call. I want to hear what you think about it. I actually got one today. My wife went and picked one up for me, and I haven't had much time to play with it, but I am actually impressed, and I didn't think I'd be impressed. I thought it was going to be a big iPod Touch, and the native iPad apps are actually really, really, really good. I was playing with the ABC Network one, where you can watch all the ABC Network primetime programming in full. It almost looks high definition. I don't know if it is high definition. And it looks really, really, really good. Really didn't want one, Jason, and it doesn't multitask, doesn't have a camera, some other things that it doesn't do that the iPhone can do. So it's kind of like a step backwards, but so far I'm not missing any of that. And from everybody else on the forum on Satellite Guys who were anti iPad, who have picked one up, they're actually very impressed by this piece of hardware.
Well, it's a really impressive device from what I've read. The screen is spectacular on it. With the exception of direct sunlight, everyone has said it's really, really bright. It has a 10-hour battery. You can literally use it all day long, charge it overnight, and you're good to go the next day. I think the big thing that we have to think about is it's a content device. It's not a full computer. If you use it to surf the web or use your specific apps or a Sling or video.
There we go. It looks like we lost Jason there. We lost our Skype connection, but we're going to have Jason dial back in over.
Are you there, Scott?
Over. In fact, I think that is Jason there. Jason, are you back?
I'm good. I'm back. Sorry about that.
No, it's definitely Skype tonight. Having some issues. The miracle of the internet broadcasting. A lot of people have been wondering what it is. Originally, when it started out, it wasn't meant to be a tease. Been working on a project that took me a couple days, and it's for Satellite Guys members, and I think they're going to enjoy it. A lot of people have been asking for it over the past couple months, and haven't been able to do it, but I've been able to do it now, and was ready to release it on Monday, but found out what was asked not to release it because there was something else in the chain that was not ready to go and won't be ready to go until tomorrow. So it didn't get slammed with calls and complaints. People want something, so I've helped it come out. And if I can stay awake long enough to midnight tonight, I'm actually going to try posting it online at midnight. So that way, I agreed to my held to my their wishes there. So look for it tonight. I think you're going to enjoy it. I don't know, Jason. Should I say what it is?
Well, I don't know. There's been a lot of speculation. I think my favorite was the person that thought it is free 922s for Satellite Guide members.
Well, that was Ray, and I think Ray actually promised a bunch of people that he was going to send them 922s a long time ago because he lost the bet. I don't think Ray is ever going to pay off on that one.
Maybe it is. He'll open his wallet.
No, I don't think he's going to do that. bad bet. Let's put it that way, and let's call it from Ray. but you're gonna like it, and what I done was something that took a lot of work and effort, and it wasn't just effort on my part. A lot of the other Satellite Guy staff helped me with this, helped me polish it, and it's something I'm really excited about. And when you check it out, I think you'll understand that I gave it my honest feelings and feedback on things. And, it's going to give you some good insight of where things were, where things are. And we'll leave it at that. So let's open up the phone lines now. The phone lines are opened up. We've got Jason Crandall online with us. He's from the DirecTV Forum, one of our DirecTV Forum moderators. And you can get in line with us and talk about the iPad, the 922, DirecTV 12, or anything else you want to talk about, satellite or electronic related, tonight at 877-928-4897 is the number. So, Jason, any movement on DirecTV 12? You there, Jason?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I missed what you said there.
Oh, okay. Any movement on DirecTV 12?
Well, it's slow and steady, I guess, is the best way to describe it. The latest information is that they applied for an extension of where they're at now for testing. They have not started the drift that we know of. If they have started it, but they have not announced it. But once they start drifting the satellite, it's about 3-4 weeks to get it into place at 103 degree location, and then they can start broadcasting from it, usually about a week after that.
Well, that's interesting, and we've also seen some posts, both on Satellite Guys and DBS Talk, about some channels being listed in the up there, a possible new channel there coming online. Some of them look pretty interesting, and some are HD yet. How about Gold TV? Is that actually HD yet?
Well, it's not yet, but they're working on it. The channel tables have started to identify some of the test channels. They've started to put descriptions into them. Now, this doesn't mean they're on the actual DirecTV 12 satellite yet. It simply means that the information's in the channel table that they use to send the information up.
The satellite's not there yet, so they're not actually transmitting off that. So,
yeah, I can give you a quick run. What's there? This is stuff that a lot of the DirecTV customers have been anxious for a long time now. HBO2 in both East and West feed. For the longest time, HBO has only had one channel and two feeds in HD on DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got the movie.
Looks like we got a caller on the line. So, whoop. I'm sorry, Jason. We talk over each other, and neither of us is talking when we start talking. So let's go to the caller here, and then we'll go back to the list if we can. So we're going to say hello tonight to the 541 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Ski Hoodoo from the DirecTV Forum.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. You know, the iPad is – I got my iPad, and I absolutely have been thrilled with it. Some of the apps that were paid – very few apps, but some of them that have been paid on the iPhone were actually free on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really
nice.
The
one I saw that kind of aggravated me, and I just purchased it the other day for my iPhone, was MLB 2010. I think that was like $14.99 to purchase that on your iPhone. It was on the iPad. There was an iPad version of that, which is $30. I'm kind of mad that I got Ben, $45, $50, and that's not including the live streaming of audio or the video, which is an additional $100.
Has there been any word from Sling Media when the iPad version might be out for the Sling Box?
They announced the other day they are working on a version of that, and you can find out more information at a website called That's Not Funny, Z-A-T-Z, I believe it is, notfunny.com. That's Dave Zatz. He used to work for Sling, and he got the inside scoop that they are indeed working on a iPad-optimized version, which they hope to have out very early in the summertime. What I think they're planning on doing, to be honest with you, is I think they're going to be releasing a bunch of platforms all at once. They're going to be releasing a new version for the iPhone, the iPad, Android, and they're supposed to be going for the Palm as well. So you probably see them up at the same time, which kind of makes sense because all of the new players, except for the Apple one, will be using the new Flash streaming, which will use lower CPU and less battery. So that makes it kind of cool.
That should be awesome. Thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Hey, thanks for calling in. All right, Jason, you were going to give us the list there from DirecTV of the new channels and testing, so let's go back to that.
Well, we mentioned HBO and TMC, some of the real winners that a lot of people have asked for and been anxious for. We've got AMC, which has some new shows other than just the old movies. WGN, which does a lot of baseball. ESPNU, something that comes up every day, it seems. We've got Gaul TV, which is your soccer. IFC, the Independent Film Channel, and MSNBC, all are described on the test channels right now. And then there's also three of the Fox Sports Nets, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Florida, which are expected to switch from part-time HD channels to full-time.
That's a pretty good list. And judging by the way they moved the channels around a couple weeks ago, it appears they're opening up a lot of space in there for all the missing HBOs and the other premium channels. And I know a lot of people have been looking forward to them.
Well, they have been lacking in HD premiums for a long time. I mean, Cinemax, for example, even in SD, you only get three channels. And I think that from the looks of it, they're finally going to address that. They've given themselves at least 10 channel locations for every premium network. So even if they don't use them all, they've got a lot of room to add, and they're prepared for it. And every indication is that they're going to be doing that.
Well, that's good. And, from what I can tell and what I've been heard is that it was something on the KA side. They're functioning, they're completing the test there. And they're trying to tweak something on the KA side. And they're opening there. So I just wish DirecTV all the best of luck in getting DirecTV 12 over there because they need it. We need it. We got a lot of DirecTV people here at Satellite Guys, and they love their DirecTV. You're one of them, and we've got other staff members that love their DirecTV, and we'd love to see them getting all the channels up and running because competition between both companies equals better service for everybody. So that's a great thing there. Well, anything,
the harder the compete, the better it is for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Anything new in relation to the Cutting Edge program? Any new features or anything that we've seen lately?
Well, to put it bluntly, there's been almost nothing new. The multi-room viewing launched their public beta a few months ago, and they've actually started their actual field test where they're installing their DECA networking devices into some customers' homes in three different markets. So that part is underway, and rumor is that by summertime they'll have that to the point that they're actually going to start charging a monthly fee for the multi-room viewing of $3 a month. So, you know, some people have been fine with that. A lot of people are upset by that. I can tell you that I use it every day. It's a wonderful feature. You know, it takes all the receivers and puts the playlist together and merges them so that, you know, every DVR you go to in your house, the playlist is the same. Really well-done feature and well-designed, and it works pretty good on a wired network. Some people have struggled with it on wireless, but I think if you go with either the DECA solution that DirecTV is preparing or a hardwired network, multi-room viewing is a very real feature.
Yeah, the multi-room viewing is an incredible use of the technology by DirecTV, and it blows anything that Dish Network is doing as far as multi-room. The Ethernet over coax, that's tremendous. And it's allowing people to wire their networks in and connect everything together, and it's the future. Everything's going to be going that way, and DirecTV has the ball is running by a far margin there, so that's a great thing. One of the things I heard that we could be seeing soon on DirecTV in the guides is actually artwork. So when you click on Monday Night Raw, you see the Monday Night Raw logo and stuff like that. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, it's something they've been doing for a while with movies and TV shows when you press the info screen. Excuse me. But rumor is that they're going to move that into more places on the guide. And I guess the one thing I'd wonder is that, you know, can they do that without making it take over the guide, so to speak? One of the things that a lot of DirecTV people don't like is that the guide is very busy, and there's a lot of limitations as to what you see on the screen. You can only see an hour and a half of programs, and I think it's about 7 or 8 channels.
Interesting to see, and I know one of the most commonly requested new feature that I see posted not only Satellite Guys but also other websites is that people want a better interface in the guide, and hopefully this is the first step to it. For many people, the DirecTV guide looks, say, like ColecoVision. It looks really bad, you know, blue and plain looking. And these are high definition DVRs that should be showing high definition menus that are friendly, easy on the eyes. And with the 922 coming out this week that has the HD guides, hopefully DirecTV can kick it up a notch and try emulating something there to give their people a better looking guide.
Be a huge win if they take a step forward on it. It's one of those things that the only thing they've ever done going back 3 years on these receivers is change the color. They went from a black and blue to white.
Hopefully. Right, they changed the colors. Ever so slightly on the blue. I don't think you heard me again because of Skype. We're having all kinds of technical issues with Skype tonight. About that.
But, back with you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's the nature of the beast tonight when we do this over the internet. And Roboto wants to know, he's in the chat room, and if you're not in the chat room, you can join us there. It's chat.satelliteguys.us. Come in there and you can ask questions, but also give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about tonight. 877-728-4897 is the number. Give us a call. We can talk about anything. 922 questions, have at them. I'm here to answer them. So give us a call, 877-SAT-GUYS, or join us in the chat room. Yeah, there's a very large turnout tonight.
That's
all you got out there for joining us. Go ahead, Jason.
Great to see all the users on. I'll throw a 922 question to you to start off here, but just how well does the Slingbox in the 922 work? I know you've got a Slingbox Pro HD, and you've got a 922 you've been testing.
I would say that the picture quality is actually probably a little better than the Slingbox Pro HD. I was really blown away when I started testing it, and it was I was shocked by how good the picture quality was. And I've had a Slingbox Pro HD for over a year now, but this was looked clearly better to me than that, and I was kind of surprised. And then I got aggravated at Dish Network because they shut off remote viewing of HD over the internet. You can only watch the HD over your local area network, and that kind of negated the entire reason for having a Slingbox, in my opinion. So, and Charles, let me know, that, and that's a discussion we had here, and here's what we're planning on doing. And they actually turned on the internet streaming of HD again, and it looks really, really good.
Glad to hear they turned that back on. That would have been a huge miss.
Yeah, you can't make a box with a Slingbox built in and then turn off the Slingbox functionality, so you can't watch the HD portion of it outside your house. And one thing I don't like about it is that when you're watching in high definition remotely, that you do not see any menus. There's no guide, there's no menus or anything else like that in HD. But if you switch to standard definition and then hit the guide button, you can see the guide on the screen, you can see the menus and everything like that. It's a technical thing why it's not working, and I don't think it's ever going to have to go to standard definition to look at the menus of the guide. But
that's always been one of the great features about Slingbox, is you can control everything on your receiver right on there, your guide and your DVR list. Hopefully they can get that.
Right, the thing is, they're trying to integrate it now. So if you go to log into Dish website and go to Dish Remote Access, you see the guide on the screen, and then you can double-click on the show you want to watch, and then instantly your Slingbox starts playing. So you don't really need the remote. And that's what they're trying to do. I'm just an old-fashioned type of guy, and I like using the remote, but that's just me.
Well, you could control a lot of things on your box other than just accessing the guide, too.
Oh, yeah, and you can still do that with this interface. But, again, it's hard to do some of these things when you're watching in HD through the But so flip it over to SD real quick, which is just one button push, and you've got everything. You just have to not get to it. We'll go on to the chat room here, and a question from Sat J wants to know, is the in-demand menu on the 922 more user-friendly? Yes, indeed it is, but it's still... it's not as good as DirecTV's. DirecTV has them all broken down by channel. On the Dish Network box, it is all just thrown together in a big bucket. And there's thousands and thousands of programs out there you can watch. And the 922 can combine everything together, so you can see the on-demand stuff that's already loaded to your hard drive, which is sent via satellite, plus the Dish Online stuff. And but it's got a really good search feature. But for me, I like the way DirecTV does it. So if I want to watch a science-type channel, I just go to the Science Channel on-demand channel, all the programs that are available from Science Channel, and I click on the one I want, and it downloads and it plays. And select how you want to view things. You can even view them by the resolution. So if you want to watch all the HD or all the free or all that stuff, you can sort it very easy. It's a very easy thing to do. And it's usable. It's a lot better than the 722, 622s, but it still has a long way to go. It's still very confusing, and it's hard to find things. And my advice to Dish Network is, if they're going to put a box up like that and they want to sell people these video on demand programs, because a lot of them are pay, there's a lot of free ones, but a lot of them are pay, people would be buying them a lot more if they could find what they want to watch and pay for. So they need to come up with a different way of organizing these things to make things easier.
Well, one thing, it's great to have a nice search engine, but a lot of that content you get by browsing and just going from channel to channel and looking for things you want to watch. So if they're relying mostly on the quality of the search, that's quite a miss.
How about that bandwidth test that Dish will require? If you call Dish Network up and order a 922, they want to make sure that you have broadband connection. And you basically need a good 2 meg to 3 meg up for HD streaming. And they want to make sure that you have enough bandwidth, because if you get this thing in your house and you've only got 728K up, and some people have less than that, you're not going to have a good experience whatsoever watching Sling remotely, whether it be in standard definition or high definition. So if you order one, make sure that you have the bandwidth. And speaking of bandwidth, we have somebody on the line with us now. So let's go to the 941 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott. It's Rob as usual. I just wanted
Stone Cold.
Yeah. Just wanted to touch on the MVR issue. Yep. I know some people are upset about the fee, and other people just don't care. I will honestly say that DirecTV, all agents are currently going through a 3-hour training, and it's what we call competitive market training. And basically, they sit through 3 hours of, this is what Dish is doing right now, this is what Fios is doing right now, this is what UVerse is doing right now. And MVR is a key component of that. And when they broke down MVR costs, you know, they showed Dish Network, you know, there's no cost for MVR, you know, except for the cost of hardware, which will, you know, MVR is going to be better, especially hopefully with 922, but I don't see people carrying around 2 or 3 922s in their house to really take advantage of, you know, better functionality than MVR. You know, Fios, which I happen to have in my area, it's $220 boxes to have MVR work. And UVerse is the only, I mean, when they broke it down, UVerse is really the only one, if you have their 250 package, is the only one that includes MVR for free that has something that's, I would say, on par with DirecTV's MVR system. So when they priced at $3, it was something that they very carefully, you know, priced, because even if you take an HD DVR box, and so you're looking at $10 for HD access, $7 for the DVR service, $3 for the MVR, and you have one other HD box, you're sitting at $25, and you're still cheaper than Fios, because Fios, you're looking at $20 in box fees in total, and you're going to be cheaper than Dish in most aspects. Just, you know, if we start talking about Dish and having multiple, say, dual television boxes, or, I mean, you know how Dish gets, you know, I don't agree with that price change that they did, but, you know how that crazy matrix of, depending on which series of hardware you have, how you fall under. And I know it seems
that,
like...
That's simplification.
Timing. Yeah.
They call it simplification.
Yeah, simplification, but, I mean, I know it seems like we're nickeling and diming, but it wasn't something that they went at lightly, but honestly, in my opinion, I think if it doesn't take on very well, that it is something that they'll eventually just roll into something, say, like Choice Extra and higher. I mean, now, I've never seen anything regarding that. That's just my speculation based on how the company works.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see DirecTV doing that, and I can also see, because HD is going to be the main programming choice. And, in fact, sometime in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if you want to keep some of the standard definition channels that you got to pay more for. Weird how that all works, huh?
Yeah, and I have one other gripe, and this, I hate to say it, it goes towards installers. And one thing that I've been, you know, coaching my staff through lately is that we've been doing, as Jason's, you know, there's a sticky on the DirecTV forum of the 72.5 transition markets. As we're moving people off 72.5, as far as local markets go, installers are putting in high-definition equipment, because that's what's needed for the transition. and then not hiding HD channels. So right now we're having high call volumes, which and it's something so simple, and this is the only reason why it aggravates me, is that they're not required to have HD access, you know, because it's HD equipment is required for their locals, and the installers are not turning off HD channels on the guide. So what happens is we've had a high turnaround of upset and, you know, very frustrated customers who the installer just left, and now none of their channels work, or they say most of our channels don't work because, you know, the box automatically tunes to the HD channel. And unlike Dish, at least on my 721, I did have there was a difference between ESPN and ESPN HD, you know, as far as channel number goes. We're in DirecTV land, we don't do that, and it did cause a lot of problems, and it's still causing a lot of problems, and I just don't get what's so hard about hitting that button.
It's just, a lot of it is how fast can the installer get to his next job, because he gets paid by the job. And they don't really think about it. They think I'm done and I'm out of here, and they go away and they go on to the next job so they can get paid. And they forgot it. That's the way it probably goes.
Yeah, I know that's how it's, you know, and I try not to bash installers because they have a lot worse job than I do, believe it or not. But it is something, you know, I guess there's that, you know, there's two sides of the company, there's the installer side and then there's the, you know, billing side, and we have our own issues. But one of the issues that, other than, you know, talking about MVR and everything else, is that one of the things that we're focusing on, I'm really kind of happy with what Iceberg had posted in the forums this earlier this week, is that not only are we trying to make our customers happy, but we also realize that we need to make our installers happy. So now when I'm going through my agents, and I don't have to do this very often because billing doesn't generally deal with work orders, but I do supervise some other agents who deal with work orders, is that we're working on work order, you know, correctness and integrity, as they like to call it. And it's for the installer, so the installer doesn't show up to a house and they're supposed to have an international disk, and, you know, they don't have it because some bozo forgot to put it on the work order. So I understand that. It's kind of like, it's one of those big things that this transition just isn't going well for a lot of customers, and I'm kind of upset that we're not doing a better job with it.
Well, it's changing so quickly, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the computer system's probably more outdated than anything else you work with at the company. Would that be a fair statement?
Actually, no. Yes and no. What people don't realize is there's two systems that we have. We have a very modern billing system that's run by Civil 7-based billing system, and then we have our order management system, or OMS, as most people at the company know it as. And I will say OMS, from my understanding, is almost as old as the company itself. Now, it's seen revisions and updates and, you know, other things. But what happens is all work orders and everything are done through OMS and then get transitioned over to our billing system eventually. You know, if we had to send a work order out where the work order involves a technician going out. But, yeah, part of the problem is that our key problem is that OMS will allow one type of order. You know, if you're doing an upgrade, but the customer wants an upgrade and, you know, a relocate of a box, which are two separate things, it's very tricky. It's doable, but it's very tricky in the ancient system, we like to call it, to handle both. You know, say an HD upgrade and moving the HD DVR, or say the DVR, into a bedroom and running a second line, as far as setting up that work order, and that leads to A, installers being upset, and B, customers upset, and us being upset over it. And it's also the reason why you can't order SWIM and you can't order a Pacific receiver, because the system is just not set up that way, and it's mainly because our order system is our oldest system.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I mean, it's one of those give and take things with, you know, direct. But yeah, I just wanted to comment on the MVR, let them know that, yeah, if it doesn't sell well, we'll probably see it rolled into a package, but or even to the see it eventually just rolled into being free with the, you know, if you have a DVR. And just the general, this is the state of the company this week type, you know, mentality.
Yeah, well, one thing to understand here for most people, most DirecTV customers who currently have DirecTV are never going to hook up MVR. Multi-room viewing, MRV, sorry, yeah, multi-room viewing, they're never going to hook it up. They don't want to even know about it. With mostly new customers and people like satellite guys, members, who live on the edge and want to listen. You see a lot of things, people want everything for free, 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 but writing the software, coding it, and paying all the licensing fees, for such as being part of Mocha, is expensive, and they got to pay those expenses somehow. So $3 is really not that unreasonable when they do roll it out.
And also, I mean, I hate to say that we're going to do this, but I mean, I think at some point, given the right, you know, set of conditions and the right everything else, we are eventually going to be to the point where we are actually advertising it to new customers. I will say that, as I've talked about before in the forums, when you call in and you're looking for something, you know, a list of offers come up on our screen. You know, what we can offer you, what we can't offer you, whatever. And that's unique to every single account because there's a list of factors involved in figuring that out. But what's interesting is that on some customers, and I know Hemi's gotten on my case about another, we are starting to offer certain, you know, long-term customers that we've had, or as we call them, loyal customers, second HD, you know, second free HDVRs, you know, an HD box, you know, or free HD boxes to replace. I mean, we're looking eventually to see, you know, a couple HD DVRs in the house and, say, a couple HD, you know, HD boxes. And it's something that I think the company is more concerned about rolling out with. I think that they're going to try to push it. And from my understanding, the current quarter two promotion that everyone sees on their website, we're now giving away HD DVR and an HD box. And my understanding was is that they wanted everyone that's new to take advantage of that offer for the simple fact that they want to push MRV, multi-room viewing, to as many customers as possible, because they do feel that it's a futuristic, you know, I'll say the next line of, you know, entertainment. So I would expect from DirecTV in the next year to actually be pushing this more than what most people think.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, and I do hope they push it, because it's going to push Dish to release upgraded products as well, and that's great for everybody all around, and that's the important part. Well, Rob, thank you for calling in tonight. We do appreciate it. All right. Thanks for your call. That's Rob, also known as Stone Cold. He's in the chat. I don't know, Jason. One of the things I'm going to put on my prediction beanie cap here. I think that in the next year or two, we're going to see a whole house type system that has more than two satellite tuners in it. What do you think? And of course, Jason is going off to La La Land because Stone Cold put him to sleep. But be very quiet. Don't wake up, Jay. Yeah, there he is.
There we go. Boy, we're having trouble tonight. I'm sorry. I think that I know DirecTV had their HMC, their whole media, their whole home media connection at CES, and I know Dish is also toying with that idea. I mean, it's one of those things that we're probably still a year or two away from. But what you are seeing now from, at least with DirecTV, is a step towards that, what they're doing with the multi-room viewing. So, you know, eventually I think what you're going to find is you'll have one giant receiver in the basement somewhere with, you know, four,
yeah,
five.
Two tuners in it, but there's going to be a lot of slots in it. And if you need more tuners, you order more, another card to slide in there, and you keep expanding it. On the Dish side of things, the way I see them going is pushing to the TV sets over the network via the Sling connections, the U300s that we're going to be seeing in June. And that will allow them to broadcast full high definition to any TV in your house over your network. And I think that's the way they're going to do it, while DirecTV is doing it over the Ethernet via the MoCA technology, which they're currently using for MRV. And it's both are unique ways of doing it, and it should be really interesting to see how the technologies run compared to each other.
Well, either way, they're both good changes in the right direction. I mean, you know, you're going to end up teaching Dish installers how to run Cat5 here pretty soon, but... you know, they're headed in the right direction, and it'll be better for everybody in the end. The only thing I can tell you, I hope they sure start thinking bigger hard drives. You start putting
bigger hard drives.
They need bigger drives.
Yeah, the 922 has a terabyte drive in it, but it's a lot of it's used by the on-demand stuff that's fed over the satellite. So you're not getting to use the full 1 terabyte, but it's a move in the right direction, and the external hard drives that you can add to them is also a good move. And something really enjoyable. And speaking of enjoyable, hopefully you're enjoying yourself tonight. We're having a little technical difficulties here with Skype tonight, so please forgive us for any audio cutouts that we may be having. You're listening to the Satellite Guys radio show, broadcasting live via the facilities of Blog Talk Radio and airing nationwide via satellite on the Access America Radio Network. We thank them, and if you missed any part of tonight's show, you can download it from Satellite Guys right in our Satellite Guys radio forum, or you can catch it again at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The satellite coordinates are located right on front of the satellite. You can tune in, you can listen via the web, or you can listen via satellite. So thank you to the Access American Radio guys for putting us up on the bird. And if you have any questions, give us a call. 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897. So people are wondering what happened to the 722, 622 upgrade that was going to give them volume leveling software. I do understand that it's coming, but I don't have a release date. Someone said it's possibly coming this week. I've heard it's going to be coming before the 19th. Speaking of the 19th, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, we could see Dish Network launch a bunch of new HD channels on a Monday, if you believe that. Monday the 19th. The handful of channels includes Epix HD. The only one that's not being launched on that date that I know of, well, actually two, Outdoor Channel HD and QVC HD. A group handful of new channels are supposed to be coming on the 19th, including Nat Geo Wild. And when I was originally told by one of my insiders that the channels are going to be launching on the 19th, I thought the guy was a crackpot. But now if you go to the Nat Geo Wild website, you click on Dish Network as your provider. It says National Geographic Wild is coming to Dish Network on the 19th. So it's a kind of a verification there of that. So something to look forward to. April's going to be a good month, I think, for HD if you're a Dish Network customer. And hopefully with DirecTV's DirecTV 12 satellite, when it gets into space, hopefully that gets in there by the end of April, so it'll be a good month for satellite viewers all around. Again, our phone lines are wide open here. 877-728-4897 is the number to call us in. Toll free, we pay for the call. And that's here on the Satellite Guys radio show. More iPad. Tell me what you think about it. I got mine today. I played with it for about an hour, and I like it. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think I'd like it. The native iPad applications are really, really, really excellent. There's one app here, and I'm going to pull up my iPad real quick. There's one app that's a native iPad app. It's called SoundHound. And it basically what you do is if you hear a song playing and you want to know who the artist and the title is, you start this program, you hit the button, and it listens to the music and then checks the database and tells you what exactly song is playing. For the iPad version of that, they've gone further. You see a little scroll on the bottom of what people just recently searched for. And if you see a song you're interested in, you can actually click on that song and hear it or see the music video, which I thought was really, really cool. So if you hear a song, you can click on it and actually see the music video of that song. And that's really popular, what people are searching for, and what songs are losing popularity. All really cool stuff there. That's an application called SoundHound, and that's available for free from the iTunes store, and it's available for the iPhone, and then the same version actually runs on the iPad, but it goes into iPad mode when you're in an iPad, and it gives you all the extra features. So really neat, and Satellite Guys looks really good on the iPad, I must add, as well. And Jason, have you seen anything in the chat room lately?
Well, the first one here from Jim Curry, they want to know what package EPIX will be in on Dish. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not, but if I had to guess, I would say the top 250 package with the HD package bundle in. Where it is right now, it's not in the the HD channels, you know, the ones that don't have any definition for them, is put right in there right now. So that's where I believe it will be. And that should be a good thing there. RFDTV. Bluegrass is asking about RFDTV. And I don't know when RFDTV HD is going to be launched. I talked about it on last week's radio show, and I mentioned that it was up there, but it was having a terrible video issue. It was dropping out every 5-6 seconds. I'm happy to report that they seem to have fixed that issue now, so hopefully it won't be too long before we see that one. And it's good to see that RFDTV will be sticking around on Dish Network because, you know, about a month ago it looked like they were going to be dropped. They're going to be dropped on actually Valentine's Day, February 14th. And the president of RFDTV put out an email, gave Charlie's direct phone line, gave out the head of programming there, Dave Scholl, and told him to help them with their RFDTV. So it looks like RFDTV is here to stay on Dish Network, so that's really good. Ray wants to know if there's any news on DirecTV. Some interesting news tonight. The DirecTV stock trading was halted earlier this afternoon for just a tiny bit. And it looks like John Malone is no longer on the board of directors of DirecTV.
Yeah, this is something mostly stemming with the Liberty transaction, but essentially John Malone had to sell his, trade his shares that were voting shares. Essentially, he controlled 25% or so of the voting shares in the company, and now after this change, he's going to control 3%. So as well as being off the board of directors, essentially John Malone has lost a lot of that power.
Well, I mean, the voting thing sounds nice, but he's still writing the checks in the background. So, it was just interesting to see that they halted trading of the stock for a little bit there while they made that announcement. That was something unusual, and a lot of people alerted me to that, so thank you very much about that. We got about 10 minutes or so remaining here in the show tonight, so we still got time to get you in. Call in, ask about your 922 questions, or ask about iPod, talk about iPod. Give us a call, 877-728-4897 is the number. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. As I said, we got about 10 minutes left, so come on, get on the line now, and we'd love to hear from you here on the Satellite Guys radio show. This week's show is a mess. We've had issues with Skype, but it's also a mess because of it. We were supposed to release it on Monday, but we were asked to hold it today so that someone else could get their it together. How do you like that one? So we read the whole so they could get their it together. And Be looking for it. Hopefully I'll be up tonight at midnight, and I will release it at 12:01 a.m. That way I held to my agreement, and you're going to enjoy it, hopefully. It's a good look at something, and it's me being honest about stuff, and as I say, you're going to like it. That's what I'm going to say about that. That's all I can say about it.
I got a chance to look through it, and I can tell you that I'm envious of it, and I'd like to have one. And I can tell you I'm more envious of it than I would be about an iPad. So.
Some people might disagree with you on that one, but
it might cost about an iPad.
It could. It depends how your relationship is, I guess.
Scott,
I tell you guys. I really wish I could. But,
let me ask you this, Scott. Did you get a chance to watch any of the March Madness?
No, I hate basketball.
One thing I read about is during the championship game Monday night, one of the DMAs, the CBS station, went out after a lightning strike. Which, of course,
I heard about this.
Pretty popular game, a lot of people watching that. And DirecTV, in a matter of minutes, actually put a slate up on that channel and opened up the national channel pretty much to anybody, but put a slate on those channels in that market that was affected, telling them to switch over to channel 380. So quite a gesture on their part.
That was very good maneuvering there by DirecTV, and I applaud them on that. That's nothing's more than not being able to see it because your satellite is down. It was something at the stations themselves. But DirecTV got on the ball, hopped it, made it right so people could finish watching their games, and people loved it. So congratulations to them. That was some very good maneuvering, and someone was not asleep at the controls of DirecTV, so that's a really good thing there.
It wasn't much.
For basketball, I'm not really too much of a big basketball guy. If I watch basketball, the only part of the game that's interesting to me is the fourth quarter. The rest of it's boredom because just guys running back and forth and the score is pretty much tied the entire time. And it only gets interesting near the end.
I always watch the last 2 minutes. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's it. And, that's my feelings on basketball. But baseball, if the Red Sox are on, Or the Yankees are on, I'll watch them. Love.
Baseball had their opener yesterday, and
it's
lots of good new HD this year.
Yeah, and also some news there that they're changing some of the rules so that the Saturday afternoon games will be available in the extra innings packages. Not all of them, but a good chunk more will be available than was available last year, so that's a great thing.
One of our members ran through those rules and figured out it'd be about 47 games that you could get with the extra innings that you couldn't get last year. So weeks that the games start at 4 o'clock on Fox, you'll be able to watch the 1 o'clock games, which is a major change from years past.
And that's a major step forward. People in the chat room are still trying to guess what it is. as I say, that wasn't even meant. It wasn't even meant to be a tease. I was going to release it with no fanfare on Monday, but was told I couldn't. So, well, was asked if I wouldn't. So I didn't release it. So, anything on my Facebook, I probably wouldn't mention it until it was released. Or a thing there. It's a Satellite Guys radio show, technical glitch episode. And as I said, we're supposed to talk about it, and we're also supposed to have another guest on tonight talking about their product, but they've been having some problems with their product, so he didn't want to come on and talk about it. So it's been a fun week here. We've got about 5 minutes remaining, so come on and get on the line with us, and I don't know. If we get 4 or 5 callers on in the next 3 minutes, just lining up the phone lines here at 877-728-4897, maybe I'll give you a hint of what it is. How's that for a tease, Jason?
That's quite a tease. I thought you might give away a 922, but I was going to raise my hand first.
I don't have the money for that. In fact, I don't know how my wife paid for this iPad that she bought today.
I think we can probably.
She got money stuck
right
away
now,
somewhere.
Ray, it is not a recall of 922s.
I think after that night, Ray stopped drinking. But that's another issue for another time. I'm surprised nobody's calling in yet to try to figure out what it is. That's 877-728-4897. Right now we got four lines open there, and if we can get all four lit up, I will give you a... I'll tell you what it is. How about that? Ha-ha. I'm sneaky. I'm good.
Well, we're waiting. Why don't you give us a rundown on the other changes in the 922? Did they increase the hard drive at all? Or I know it
the hard drive is the hard drive is a terabyte drive, which is a great thing, and it's got the new user interface, which is a great thing, and it's got media sharing in it, which is a good thing, not a great thing. It still needs improvements there, according to me, and it's got the Slingbox built into it, so that's a good thing, and I don't know. I'm looking to disappointed that nobody's calling in. They don't want to know what it is. Chuck, and get on the line here and try finding out what it is. So I guess everybody's going to have to wait till midnight. Oh, boy. We're looking in the N1WBD wants to know when our new ham radio forums will be launching. And we talked about that last week. We also talked about launching a new 3D forum for 3D televisions. And we're looking at doing that within the next couple of weeks. We always go through our annual spring cleaning, so look for that coming up with the new forums and stuff like that. And for the first time ever, I'm going to say that we are getting close to looking at switching to vBulletin 4.0. And I know I said I didn't want to move there immediately, but now a number of our programs that we needed to work on vBulletin 4 are working on vBulletin 4. So it's time for us to start for those changes. We got one brave person on the line here so far. He wants to know what it is. So let's find out if he's calling about that. Are you calling out to find out what it is? Caller from the 704 area code?
Yeah, I figured I would be the brave soul to speak for the bunch.
Well, that's one so far. We've still got three lines open here. Can you believe that nobody wants to be as brave as you are? And find out what
everybody needs to get on. Everybody in the chat room, just dial the number. It's okay. Do it with Skype. They won't hear you anyway.
Yeah, nobody listens to this show, so don't worry about it. Don't be shy.
it's okay. Just get on Skype.
Yeah. Oh, so it's
are you doing Eastern time or Pacific?
Oh, Eastern time. I can't stay up to Pacific time. I'd be dead by then.
Oh, okay. Come on, everybody. Two more minutes, please.
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Oh, it's a minute now.
Anybody else wants to know what it is? Yeah, it's dropping down. What not to say? I think people are going to like it. Just think about what's coming out this week and what everybody's been asking me for information on. And if you put two and two together, you can figure out what it is. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Jason, we're rounding down the hour here. So, everybody, thank you for calling in tonight. We've had a really good time. Jason, thank you for joining me as guest host tonight. I'm sorry about the Skype issues we had. It's annoying, to say the least.
Well, anytime I can help, I'm glad to be on. And good to talk to a lot of the DirecTV members as well as some of the DISH.
All right. Well, you were listening to the Satellite Guys radio show. If you're listening on the Access America Radio Network, stick around because we got the after party coming up. And who knows? Maybe I'll say what it is. If you're going to be something, the warm weather here, it's all coming up. But once again, thanks for joining us. And don't forget about SpiderOak.com. Get your 3 gigabytes free storage at SpiderOak.com. Keyword Sat Guys. And that's it for this week, so we'll catch you next Tuesday night here on the Satellite Guys radio show. See ya!